Welcome to the Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we are coming to you with information and topics every day, such as
culture, trending topics, shit your mammy probably don't need to hear.
So come on in with us so we can share more with you about our day. Hey, everybody. This is Crystal, and this is here at Uncut Chronicles, and we are excited to see you. Andy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Crystal?
Good. It's been a very, very eventful last several days.
Girl, tell me about it. But we here, though.
Okay, we are. We are. And the reality is that this whole, listen, you've noticed that Keke Palmer has been trending. All the cheeks and all the action. What do you think about this?
First of all, y'all better leave Miss Keke Palmer always have a job alone. First of all, first and foremost.
And I love her as the host on that one game show.
Keke is
freaking comical.
She is so freaking amazing. And I hate the scrutiny that she's under right now. Because I feel like that, and sometimes when things like this happen with people like her, that lets me know people don't really listen to what people say.
All right, let's backtrack. Let's update the peoples who maybe were lost in the matrix on what happened.
Woo! Okay, so Miss Keke Palmer went to an Usher show.
I think it was in Vegas, right?
Yep, Usher's residency in Vegas. I need to get there. And, you know, she looked good. Got the cheekies out.
Okay, she had a cute black dress, y'all. It basically was black see-through. Underneath it, it had basically like a bodysuit, bathing suit underneath it. So it was giving body, oddy. Okay, so cheeks was out a little bit, little thong action, a smidge in the back. Given all the meow. Okay, it was beautiful though. And it was still like ladylike.
I liked it. And I think people also forget, like, she's a grown ass woman.
Yeah, y'all need to really stop thinking of her as Aquila and the Bee. Exactly. Let's be real. This is not Nickelodeon days. This woman has been in the game, if you do the math, over 20 years. Literally well over 20 years at this point. So she's a mom now, which is exciting. Her career is flourishing. Mm-hmm. Where people thought she was sleeping at the wheel, she was not. She was out here bagging these chicks. Okay. And so she is continuing to pivot her career. So she goes to Vegas. She sees Usher's show. What happens?
Well, you know, Usher being Usher, seduced Keke. But, you know, he serenaded her. And Keke did what, like, I want y'all to be for real. Keke did what all of us probably would have did too, was a giggle, a Keke, and ooh, and Usher, and kind of got a little close. And Keke's baby daddy took to Twitter to say, "You're a mom."
Okay, so her boyfriend was like, "Excuse me, your mama, what's going on over there?" But the look in Usher's eyes was like he saw the meal of a lifetime. Like the way he looked at her, whatever needed to be done had already been done in his eyes, honey. Like it was ready. It was beautiful though, because that's the way we look at beautiful people. We stare at them and we're like, oh, like, isn't that like human behavior? So what's all the hype about? What is everybody the most upset about?
Well, apparently the most trending thing about why they're so upset about Keke is there is a Twitter debate, you know, and even I'll take it off Twitter, social media debate about what's disrespectful in a relationship versus what's just insecurity versus boundaries. And me personally, social media should never be your first go-to if you have a disagreement with your significant other. I feel like, you know, we all have our qualms with who did wrong first, who did this first. But in my years of having partners, you always, you confront it behind closed doors. So in public, you shut the hell up, you grit your teeth. I'm going to pinch you on the back of your arm because I'm going to let you know it's up when we get home. But we do not go to social media and we do not embarrass each other in public. And that's where I feel like his downfall was with this whole situation.
Okay, hold on. So step one, we believe that. Okay, so what you're saying is that you feel like he took the social media for validation of how he felt, which was very immature.
Very.
It also backfired. So he really wasn't thinking. Maybe he was just being emotional and saying what he thought. I also want to flip the coin just a teaspoon on this, because was he wrong for what he said?
I feel like yes and no. And I say that because no, because we're not going to invalidate how someone feels. And in that moment, he felt very disrespected by his partner. And to say, you know, you're stupid, you're tripping, you're this and that, I don't think that's fair to do to him. I say yes, because what does her being a mother have to do with her going out and having fun with her homegirls? What does her being a mother have to do with her wearing what she wore? Like, I didn't know we were supposed to dress in shoulder cutout shirts and denim jeans and kitten heels when we become mothers. Like, I ain't nobody dumb
yet.
Just
1 second. I want to go. Wait a minute. You just described 35% of the women that walk around in this here America, okay, with the cutout shoulders and the denim jeans.
Girl, the flare denim jeans.
The kitten heel, ma'am.
Yes.
Ma'am.
I just want to know why is that mom outfit.
I'm sure you offended over 30% of some women in a population somewhere. I'm not going to say who they are, but I truly have seen it so many times that are about that.
Look, and you know what? Y'all don't even need a visual, because me saying the exact description, put it right in your head, because you know who I'm talking about and you know you didn't see the outfit. Which is why I'm like, I don't know who made that the mom uniform, but I'm not finna wear it. So, I don't know. We need to pick a new uniform for mothers, because I'm that one, ain't it? And I feel like that's what he thinks. Kiki's supposed to look like. But I'm like, he gives me those vibes where I feel like in a way he felt Kiki was safe, because during Kiki's journey, Kiki was never viewed as sexy. Mm. And she was always viewed as like, oh, you know, comical Kiki Palmer. It's Kiki Palmer, you know. We're not looking at Kiki Palmer as a sex symbol. And then when Kiki had that baby, was given very much MILF body. And then now Kiki became a sex symbol. I feel like, in a sense, that triggered his insecurities.
Is that our problem?
No, it's not. But why now do you feel insecure in your relationship? Like, you didn't know, you know, who you were with. It's almost like he downplayed her, in a sense. Mm. And now that she is back with vengeance and then popped out, you know, with this new body and this new sense of motivation, because we know how it is sometimes when you have babies. Like, sometimes when you have a baby, they put you on a whole different level, whole different mindset, the ambition just through the roof. And now you're ready to take on and conquer the world, because you're like, well, shit, I pushed out a human. Well, fuck, I can do anything, really. So I feel like this newfound ambition that Kiki has, and this new body, and this new way that we view Kiki has, you know, transformed her. And I feel like he's gotten really insecure since then.
Okay, hold on. What's the brother's name? What's his name? I don't remember. Mr. Sir.
Okay. So Kiki baby daddy.
Mr. Sir. Okay. So I'm not gonna call that man that. Okay, anyways. I feel like this. First, I want to find balance in this. Because I am too a mother, and I do believe in being a sexy mama. Okay. It is very much my jam. But it's who I am. So I feel her on that hand. Plus, she's a first-time mom. Kiki Palmer's a young lady in a very progressive time right now. So I just want to give, you know, honor to that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think there are boundaries. I think there are things to be respected. Mm-hmm. I think he must have seen her in such a beautiful light to want to defend her the way he did. Because if you look at it, that was his intention. He was trying to say, you're beautiful, you're a mom. Like, I don't want nobody else to see all that I love so much. Because that's really where he came from,
Crystal,
is the way I felt it.
I can't take it that way, because
What did he say?
He was behind.
Say, why are you out here twerking? Is that what he said?
But you can't say you're a mother, but then actively be behind the phone pressing the red button of your mother, of the mother of your child shaking her cheeks and happily posting her clappers on social media, or taking very candid pictures of her half naked and happily. That's the mother of your child. But then when she got the cheekies out at the Usher concert, now it's your mother.
Wait. Were you saying before that he was taking pictures of her and doing all these things, but were they in public?
They were in, okay, but you shared it with the public.
Okay, hold on. But were they in public when he took them? Or were they at the house, maybe?
I think like dressing rooms and stuff
like that. Okay, so I do my best to be fair, even if I don't agree with somebody. Okay. I'm wondering, because those were private moments, they were already together. So there was a control over that environment. If we in a dressing room together, me and my boo, and I'm looking to Dal, okay? He wants to take that picture. He likes, he's there with me. Maybe that was the difference. Maybe this time it was because they weren't together, first of all, in a public space. Maybe he felt a little uncomfortable and insecure because it was another man looking like he was going to take a bite out that there apple, okay? Because he was looking real hungry, okay? And so I'm asking, is it because it was really another man doing it and because it wasn't him? Was it insecurity because another man looked at his woman and saw all that beauty and all that body and was looking real hungry? Is that what where this stemmed from, his insecurity? I'm just asking. I'm not saying I'm defending it. I'm just asking.
Okay, here's my thing, though.
Bring it.
When you, and I tell all my partners this and my current partner this, when you are with a baddie, there are things that come with a baddie that you need to be secure in yourself about. So if I have a baddie, I know. Just like if I have a good-looking partner, I'm not the only one looking at this partner.
Of course.
So I have to be, and it's me, but it's also collectively. We have to be secure in our relationship. Because people will really try it. And people really don't care if you have a partner or not. If they find you attractive and the lust is strong enough, I'm going to make it happen. But, I mean, let's be honest.
Did y'all hear her say she going to make it happen?
Let's be honest.
Did y'all hear her say she out here?
Let's be honest. Letting
people out of her head? Did anybody else hear that? I'm just asking.
We ain't no better than Usher. Okay?
This is true. This is true.
I feel like there are things that come with an attractive partner that sometimes you're just going to have to be okay with. I've been out with my partner and there's been women ready to break their neck. And I've been sitting over there like, well, you know, that's what happens when you have an attractive partner. Somebody's going to look at your partner.
Agreed.
But also I have to deal with my own insecurities. Like, okay, why does this moment make you insecure? If someone else is looking at your partner or someone else finds your partner attractive, what about that is making you insecure?
Okay, what is the Mr. Sir? What is he? Do we know what he does for a living? Like, does he work in the industry?
He is Kiki, baby daddy.
No, ma'am.
He is to be seen and not heard.
Ma'am, does this man have a career?
No, he is jobless and he take care of the baby. That is
Kiki.
How
do you know this?
Baby daddy.
Did you research this?
Yes.
I wanted you to be wrong.
And I'm not knocking, you know, him not being the breadwinner and him not working.
Because clearly he does something for her. Yes. She's a smart young lady. Right. So clearly he's got maybe some great character, some other skills and things that she loves about him. I'm not going to say he a deadbeat. Because what we're going to remember is that the same way Britney Spears had backup dancers that she married, people do sometimes choose people who are maybe not in the spotlight as much as them because there is stress that comes with having two partners in the spotlight.
And he's able to take care of that baby. He's able to be like that support.
We don't know. This man might have, he might be a trust fund baby. We don't know.
Six figure.
Okay.
Worth.
He's six figures worth?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's more than some of the 4 and 5 figures some of y'all working with.
You're right.
So.
But.
He could pay an electric bill.
With what job?
If he got some six-figure worth, that's enough to pay a light bill and something else that might be okay with her.
Not in L.A.
The light bill can be paid in L.A. with six figures. You have to? Yes, it can. We will not disrespect every dime this man makes. I don't know him.
I'm trying not to. And I'm trying not to because I think that's also plays a part sometimes in being insecure. because roles have flipped lately where women are becoming the breadwinners now. And that's not to undermine, like, again, I don't mean to undermine his role that he plays in Kiki's life and in their relationship and with their child. But I can also see sometimes as a man where that can become threatening, where you have a woman that has all this status, has all this money, has all this network, and you don't. And essentially, we still have people stuck in that mindset where if the man is not the breadwinner, then you're a loser. And I don't think that's true. I mean, me personally, I don't think that's true. And like you said, he can also contribute things to the relationship and to Kiki that we may never, ever know about. And Kiki don't give a damn about how much money he makes. But I can't sit over here and act like that may not have been playing a role also in his insecurities, because sometimes people think if you're the breadwinner in the relationship, you have a pass to do what you want to do. And I think that also didn't help when Gabrielle Union said that she cheated on her man prior to Dwayne because she was the breadwinner and she just felt like, I can't.
Okay, now hold on now. That's going a bit too far, ma'am.
I mean, she said it openly.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like that's a double standard because men have done that for decades when they have been successful in their own right and married to women. They out here spreading eggplant from coast to coast. With that being said, not all, but some. And it is so much more common that people excuse it because of the income they make. And they go, what comes when you have higher income? So in all fairness, we've seen that happen. It's a double standard. In Kiki's situation, what little Mr. Man, Mr. Sir did that really didn't go over very well with the public and he got crucified for it, was that he took to social media when that conversation should have been had at the house.
Thank you. And that's literally, and everybody's going back and forth. Oh, women don't know nothing and women can't, you can't fight with women about this. And I'm like, it's the simple fact that even if he disagreed with the behavior, address it behind closed doors. Now, there were people saying that they had already been broken up behind the scenes. That's the alleged rumor.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, the Usher stunt was more of a rub it in your face type deal on Kiki's end. But I don't know. That's rumor. That's rumor that they weren't
okay,
already
okay.
together.
But still, if I'm out here and I'm showing these cakes, listen, I need some Russell and Sierra energy. Like, I need him to be spreading out the tail of my dress. Like, show that, sis. Like, show the world, because it's beautiful and I love you in this. Like, that's the kind of energy that I get from it. If that's the kind of energy I would desire in my partner, I personally don't have any room for an insecure partner. You can eat dirt for all I care, because it's just not my jam. I don't like insecurities as a whole with other people, and please don't give yours to me, and if it's a donation, because I don't want it. Like, bottom line, keep it to yourself. And so your insecurity is not my problem. And, you know, I'm not a little bitty size two person. That's not my desire in life. So I don't even care what curves you have. But I feel like confidence is one thing. Insecurity is another. And arrogance is a whole other level. And sometimes there are moments where you should be arrogant. And maybe if her wearing that dress was her way to show her arrogance of freedom. And maybe she felt like she was beautiful as a woman. But I feel like her outfit really wasn't that revealing. The only thing you saw was some booty cheeks. No more than if you were on a beach or at a pool, right? The dress was a full body covered dress of mesh. And underneath it was like basically a bodysuit of sorts. And it may have been like two-piece style. I can't remember. But either way, her chest wasn't out. Her front area was not out. It was just some cheeks.
Okay. Well, let me also throw this in here.
Okay, here we go.
With some evidence of Kiki and why people are starting to semi-backtrack on her. Well, there was also another clip that came out that Kiki was holding the camera and flipped the camera on Usher being shirtless and looking good as he does.
Sure.
And Kiki flipped the camera back and was lip biting, lusting, I am in ovulation heat at Usher. And everybody said, well, damn, Kiki, I'd probably knock your lights out too, because now why would you do that? So I'm like, okay. Now, I can see him being upset with that, because why are you.
The disrespect.
Yeah, blatantly lusting after the man. So I think we also need to go back and kind of backtrack a little bit. Like, was it really the moment of her slow grinding in the booty cheek dress with Usher, or was it really the clip beforehand of her obviously lusting after Usher publicly after, you know, the day before that she had said, you know, I love my baby daddy, I never let him go.
Okay, but are we not allowed to enjoy people, or are we not allowed to be attracted to people, lustful or not, in society, even though we're a parent and we're in a relationship? Should it maybe just have not been shown, but it could still been thought about? Is that what we're saying?
Well, I think it could. I think we all have our celebrity crush, and I think the only difference is she has access to her celebrity crush.
Okay.
And
a lot of people do.
And I think,
hell, half of us got access to y'all celebrity crushes. That's why them DMs get slid in so easy. Like, it's more obtainable than ever in life. Like freaking flyer miles.
So I think that, because you're not lying. But I think that if she had not posted that first video of her kind of lusting over Usher, the second video wouldn't have been such an issue. Mm. And I think, like you said, yes, we all find people attractive. We all say things under our breath. Like, one celebrity that I just, like, out loud declare my love for in front of my partner, and it's probably because he mutually agrees, is, like, Erykah Badu. Like, she just do it for me. Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, they do it for me. And I profess my love loudly and out loud. I have no shame. Same with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, I will out loud profess my love in front of my partner, and my partner is probably, okay, I get it. But I think in her situation, it was already triggering with that video. And then you get to grind up on him after you just was in there lip biting and heaving and huffing and coochie on super max moist.
The drip is real.
And I can't help. I can't. That's when the part I was like, Kiki, now, bitch, you just said you loved him the other day. Now, why the hell would you do that?
Okay, where were her friends? Okay, first of all, they were in the background clapping it up. And second of all, should a friend in that situation be like, hey, don't post that?
That was a private story post.
Yes.
That was a private story
post. Yes, yes, yes. With an NDA attached.
Okay? Like, that's what you share with your other celeb friends, and you keep your baby daddy out your private story.
And you literally sign an NDA first before we go on this evening out for this weekend.
And that's where I was like, you know, I was conflicted at first because everybody was like, well, you know, everybody hangs out with their homegirls. They all do stuff. Y'all, you know, people go to male strip clubs. Like, what's the big deal? And that's where the angle I was on. What's the big deal? He acting like he don't go to a strip club or hang out with his boys. Whatever. What's the big deal? But Kiki, you kept that one story, should have stayed in the close friends. And I feel like that was the fuel to the fire. It wasn't even that clip, because I was like, that's not even bad. He's doing his job. That's like, that's what he does at his show. It was the clip beforehand that did her in.
Okay, so here I am. I have so many thoughts on this. Okay, so I am all about giving the illusion, mm-hmm. and deep within the hemisphere of my being, I will have you looking for me in the dark with a flashlight when I'm finished with you. And I keep that to most of myself. And every now and then, somebody will see it in me and I say, no. I'll have you looking for you in the dark with a flashlight after me. No. You got to know. You have to know yourself well enough. And I think when you're naturally a seductive person, as Usher is, whether he lets it burn or not, it's a massage liver for that. I understand. You know, here, that's where he is. I get it. No judgment. Things happen. People are young. Some of y'all didn't, you know, bounce with some stuff, got some stuff, caught some stuff, couldn't give it back. I understand. I digress. The point is that he's still a seductive person. That's why you're coming to his show. That's why he's able to make these headlines the way he is with y'all. So since that's a part of his being, I think you just have to sometimes know your limits with certain people, but he's also an entertainer. Right. And sometimes good publicity and bad publicity is still publicity. And I think that the two of them ran with it because it was a heated headline and it did its job. Now, what the blowback is that on the personal side is a whole different ballgame. Right. It's a whole different ballgame.
And that's where I feel bad for Kiki, because I feel like she shouldn't have been under the scrutiny that she was under for that. I get it. I see the wrongs in it, you know, and I see both sides of that. But I feel like as us normal people on the outside, we get on a moral high horse and want to get into all these Twitter debates about who's right, who's wrong, what's wrong with women, what's wrong with men, and forget half of y'all doing this and getting turned on by the local weed man. Like, I don't...
Message. Just one. Okay, listen. No, ma'am. We got to tell you, this is... Y'all really out there getting all moist for the local weed man?
And same with men with, you know...
Is he only local or does he...
Local. Local in a Honda Civic. Sorry. And y'all be...
Yeah, don't work out.
And I just be like, y'all act like y'all picks are top of the line. Same with men. Like, y'all be lusting over her. And I'll be like, is she really attractive or do she just have a fat ass? Let's be real.
Okay. So this is true, because I feel like a lot of y'all out here just, I see a lot of people dressed in ways that, number one, is not becoming to their figures.
At all.
That's all I'm asking. I really don't care what you wear as long as it makes the perception of you attractive. In general, I don't want to see you wearing something that does not look becoming on you. Like, it literally is not attractive on you. It's not you in your best light. The question is, because a lot of y'all, it's summertime, okay? It's hot outside. So y'all wearing shorts and stuff. These children's elementary schools have had to actually put notes on the doors about parents dressing in ways that are appropriate amongst children, because you're coming into schools with things hanging out that might need to be tucked back in, and there's not enough fabric in your outfit to tuck it back in. I think there is a certain level of decency you should have as an adult amongst children. But on this good day, she was at an adult night out in Vegas, the party capital of America, number two, and next to Miami. And then on top of that, like, she was out with her friends. So she was not with her child. She was not with her family. She's out with her friends. She's having a good time. She dressed in an outfit that was actually perfectly fitting for where they were going. But I think that people just got in this moral ground where, well, that's the father of her child. He feels this way. He feels that way. Did he not see the outfit before she left the house?
You know he did.
He didn't see her picking it out?
He's seen that outfit, and that's why I said I go back to it wasn't the outfit. It was the issue of...
The behavior.
Yes, and I think that's where it all boiled down to.
So I can't make it clap for my mama if people in the public are going to see it?
Look.
I'm just asking. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just asking.
You know what? I feel like it's a thin line of control. As well, because like
control.
You said, because like you said, he was fine showing her off when he was behind the camera taking the pictures and kind of being there in control of that environment. But when she went out and he was not in control, all of a sudden now it's an issue and I don't like that and this and that. And I'm like, do you know you're dating Kiki? Always have a motherfucking job, Palmer. Like, do you know who you're dating? Did you not listen to the interviews that she says? Kiki has said this multiple times. My issue with men in relationships is they want to control me. And I kind of get where she's coming from with that, because it's like, men will go after these women who are very free spirit, because it happens to me all the time. Like, they'll go after me because they love that I'm free. They love that I am who I am and I do what I want and I stand firm on that and I don't give a damn. And they love that about me. But then it's like part of them, they want to control you. Like, they want you to become submissive to them. You knew what kind of woman you was dealing with before. You knew. Kiki has said it out loud. You can't tell me what the hell to do. Any man that tries to tell me what to wear, how to dress, how to talk, what jobs to take, what any sense of control, I can't do.
So basically what you're saying is you can't tell me what to do if you can't tell me what to do. Let me tell you something.
Look.
It's a whole bunch of y'all out there that can't tell me what to do. But I like to play this game where I let you think you can tell me what to do, because it's fun. It's cat and mouse. Ooh, this is deep. We might have to have a part two for this, because they're not ready. We'll be back with this, guys, because this is raw and uncut. I need to know what y'all talking about, and I don't need to hear about it from, you know, the local weed man, the Honda Civic, as she said before. So we're going to let y'all make it clap right quick, and we're going to come back because it's uncut around here.
Shit, you can't sing around your mammy.
The Uncut Chronicles is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform, brought to you by Possibilities.